I'm Marie.
And I'm Jan of Unwell Consulting and Training. Welcome to this week's audio. It's good to have you back. This week we're looking at how failure is an essential part of your success. When people fail along the way to reaching their goals, they often see it as just that, failure. We explain why failure is in fact an integral part of any path to success and how the inevitable setbacks can be used to strengthen your resolve. The reality is that most times when we are pursuing a goal, we don't get there directly. There will always be tests and setbacks along the way, even failures. At least that's what you might think of them as. It's a bit like if you had to sail from Christchurch to Sydney. You'd get on board your ship, set course for Sydney Harbour, and then catch the wind to sail there through stormy waves or calm stretches of water, rain or shine, right? Then imagine that once you land, you discover that you've accidentally arrived in Brisbane instead of Sydney. What do? Do you give up, sink the ship, and spend the rest of your life cursing yourself for being an utter and complete failure? Or do you set course towards Sydney again, knowing you've already crossed the Tasman and are much closer than when you were still in Christchurch? It seems ridiculous to sink your ship, doesn't it?
It's a bit like, think of a small child learning to walk. They get up, and they fall down. They get up, and they fall down, and they fall over again and again and again. But they keep trying, and the funny thing is that most of the time they actually seem to be enjoying themselves. Can you imagine the mum saying, "Oh well, I suppose she's just not going to be a good walker. Let's just forget about walking altogether and buy her a wheelchair, eh?" Of course this would never happen. The point here is, as you might have already guessed, that there will be setbacks when you go for important goals. But failing once doesn't mean you should stop altogether. And we want you to realise that it doesn't actually even have any bearing on whether you can get there or not in the end. Likewise, having eaten a whole packet of chocolate biscuits doesn't mean you've blown your diet and failed forever and ever. And the same goes for maybe not exercising for a day or even a week. It just means that that particular day or week was kind of a hiccup. But all the other days or weeks are still okay, and there's absolutely no need to sink the ship or giving up learning to walk altogether, is there?
Actually, what it is giving you, is vital information about what works and what doesn't work. What things you might want to look at closer and what needs to be tweaked. Because the thing is, if you find yourself still reaching for chocolate, cookies, muffins, lollies, chips, or those creamy lattes or any kind of that stuff, McDonald's, then it's a great opportunity to really ask yourself, what are you eating that stuff for? What role it plays? Is it that you need to find another way to relax, cope with stress, or is it perhaps just an old habit you've always had and it's time to get rid of? And it's the same with exercise. If you find yourself making up excuses and cancelling exercise, it's the same. There again, it's a fantastic opportunity to really look at what's going on in your head. What are you saying to yourself when you think of exercising? Do you see it as a punishment, or is it perhaps the wrong time of the day for you, and actually there's a better time slot for it? There's just so many possibilities of what could cause a setback. But just like the baby learning to walk, who readjusts its body position, rebalances its distribution of weight on each leg, tries out different distances to the table, or whatever it is that they're using to help themselves up, you too can take this so-called failure and see it as feedback that there may be something to readjust or alter.
So if in the future you come across one of these days when doing what is necessary to achieve your goals seems just so hard or even impossible, just simply remember to firstly notice what feedback it is that you're getting about yourself and about what you're trying to do. And give yourself a break and take a deep breath. These things are normal and they're going to happen. It's just how you deal with them that makes all the difference. Instead of beating yourself up and telling yourself you're never going to get there, notice what it's telling you and what you need to change or adjust. Decide on how to best make that adjustment, and then simply reconnect with your goal. And most of all, the reasons why you want that goal so badly. Whatever way you see that goal in your mind, make that image or movie brighter and bigger until you feel your strong feeling of motivation return and you're ready to reset your course. And the thing is, if you've done it once, failed that is, made the required adjustments and then reconnected with your goal again, you're closer to plain sailing the next time. Now, if you have any questions about this, feel free to email us at info@nwell.co.nz or call us on 03 388 3472. If you missed last week's audio and text and would like to explore your goal in detail, you can access both of these by going to nwell.co.nz/catch.htm or just clicking the Catch Fitness logo on the bottom of nwell.co.nz. But for now, we wish you all the best in the week ahead. From Marie
and Jan here at NWell Consulting and Training.